Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us at WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
We have Beth Havager with us.
Good morning.
And we're being joined right now by our good friends in WeatherEye Weather Center. Everybody wish Paul a good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Paul.
Hey, good morning to you all.
How's it going today, Paul?
Pretty well. How about for yourself?
Doing good here. Doing good here. Wonderful sunrise this morning. It's looking nice out there. It's also looking a little bit cooler out there. What has Mother Nature got in store for us?
Yeah, still definitely got that big drop in temps here by Thursday into Friday that leads us into the weekend. But before that, still enjoying some warmer temperatures relative to all things will be at the end of the week anyway. Here, highs today up near 70 with some sunshine and some increasing clouds. Maybe a sprinkle early, especially off to the west of Wisconsin Rapids. Otherwise, tonight, partly cloudy, 48, and then 72 with a mix of clouds and sun tomorrow with southerly winds, 5 to 15. 47 Tuesday night, 70 on Wednesday. Isolated shower chances late. Could see a few showers pass through Wednesday night, 47. Maybe a shower on Thursday with those colder and blustery conditions, 53 with a gusty north wind developing. Thursday, 32. Partly to mostly cloudy Thursday night, and then 48 with a mix of clouds and sun moving in Friday. Upper 20s Friday night, 52 Saturday. Highs around 30 or 57 here for Sunday with partly sunny skies. So certainly tracking down with those temps starting on Thursday this week. Yeah. Meteorologist Paul Bromley.
Oh, goodness.
Always appreciate the time, Paul. Thanks so much. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Hey, you bet. Sounds good.
Have a good one. Big thank you to our friends at the WeatherEye Weather Center joining us every day right in that hour, in this 8 o'clock hour. It's always fun talking with them.
Absolutely.
We got some great things lined up this hour. We're going to get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to that. Have some other fun topics. But right now, I am going to kind of try to shoehorn my new show in before Beth and Melissa's new show, The Kitchen's Open.
It's called, you're the only bun for me.
It's all about me.
The kitchen's now
open. How is my
volume fading?
And I'm the one doing it.
Nice try, James.
Yeah.
Well, we're excited to talk about The Kitchen is Open. This is our mini version of the show that will hopefully be coming soon on the weekend, a full hour. But we're behind the scenes working on that.
Yep.
But today's topic is food trends coming this year.
Yeah.
Potato milk and sea moss?
What? Potato milk and sea moss?
Yeah.
All right.
What do you think?
Hey. What? When do potatoes have babies? What are they called? When they have babies, what are they called?
I don't know.
Tater tots!
Cute.
How fast is milk? It's pasteurized before you know it.
Well, food trends are they similar to fashion trends in that groups of people who don't live in the real world try to predict what regular people will be eating in the next year? So now that we're nearing the end of 2022, we're going to take a look at food trends that were predicted and how many came to be. Have you eaten any sea moss this year, Beth?
No, can't say that I have.
No. How about potato milk?
I hadn't even heard of that.
I hadn't either. So let's dig into that. We've got three different topics that we're going to dig into. Two of those are those items, but the other one here is veggies.
Yes, and they're coming to the center of the plate. With inflation, it's getting more and more expensive to buy meat and things like that. So veggies are a nice alternative, and they're just as healthy in a lot of ways. So because of supply chain issues, we can't get as much meat, and it's getting more expensive. Diners are now concerned about the health and environmental impacts of what meat can be, and I mean the processing and all of that. And then there's a lot more focus, especially with farmers markets all over the place, and doing local and seasonal foods. And there are great ways that you can incorporate those into your plates.
So the actual findings, according to sentientmedia.org, Americans so far have consumed around 274 pounds of meat on average per year. And based on the USDA's Economic Research Service, meat consumption in the U.S. did decline modestly to 224 pounds on average this last year. Mm-hmm. So that particular food trend did go they said.
Yeah.
But there are, a lot of really good veggie recipes that have been circulating. I don't know. My favorite one is Brussels sprouts right now.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, where you just saute them real easily with lot of ginger and garlic. They're so yummy.
Yeah. Well, and broccoli. I've seen some scalloped broccoli as a casserole, ooh, and it is phenomenal. And, you know, you can just add little bits, other vegetables that are in there, or if you roast different squashes.
Oh, roasted veggies are so good.
Oh, my gosh. They taste so sweet when they come out of the oven. They are wonderful.
And this is the time of year to really be enjoying all of those root vegetables.
Right.
Because they're coming into season now. Mm-hmm.
And they're colorful. You know, we think of mm-hmm. certain colors for certain vegetables. Like we think of a carrot and we think orange. But originally, they weren't that color. They were hybrid to be that color. So you can go to a farmer's market and find purple carrots. I found a purple head of cauliflower there. And it still tastes just as yummy.
Yeah, and they have even white carrots.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen all three colors, which is fun to put on the plate.
Right, and it's fun to just go to the farmer's market, maybe find a vegetable you haven't had before, buy it, and then look online, because there are so many recipes that you can find online. And I just quick Googled it this morning and said, vegetable recipes for main dishes, and you would not believe the number of websites and recipes that just popped right up for me.
Well, and the variety of what's available out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool. So potato milk.
Yeah, what is this potato milk thing?
Does that sound weird?
Yes.
Well, we've all heard about alternative milks, milks that are non-dairy. So soy was the first in powder form, I might add. Personal childhood tragedy.
Oh, no.
We won't go into that.
Sorry.
Then came almond milk, which, you know, was a vast improvement. It tasted better. It wasn't powdered.
But could be dangerous for those with any type of a nut allergy.
Oh, of course. And then we've also gone into cashew, which would still be a nut allergy, oat, which is a little more friendly, and even hemp milk, which I've personally tried and I thought was rather disgusting. But so now we're moving on to potatoes because why not?
I would never think of juicing a potato.
No. So there is one producer of this that I was able to find in the world. I'm sure there's more than one, but the most prominent one
was Doug, right?
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's not available in the U.S.
No.
You have to go to Sweden. So it's
can buy it online, but it's not commercially available here.
Right. It's owned by a Swedish startup. It's touted as a delicious, creamy, vegan-friendly, plant-based drink. It has a low climate footprint, which is great if you're an environmentalist and you want to keep our environment so that we have the earth to live on.
It
uses less water and farmland than other plant-based drinks than any of those other ones that you mentioned. It's not commercially available yet, so you do have to get it online if you want to give it a try. Or you can even try to make it at home, right?
Right. So I found a hilarious article written by Heather Martin this last February. It was posted on the website today.com if you want to read it. I was giggling through the whole thing because she's like, well, it's not available here. I'm going to make it myself.
Right.
But she was a little annoyed because a lot of the recipes that you find online call for sweetener and adding almonds, which she thought kind of ruined the better for your body and environment profile it's going for. So she tried it without, which is basically just boiling potatoes and then blending them up with water.
Okay.
She said it was awful.
Yeah.
It foamed like crazy.
Oh, no.
It tasted like, potatoes. And she tried multiple varieties. Probably the best one was sweet potatoes.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
It does, because it didn't foam or have the bitter aftertaste of a root vegetable. But it didn't really taste like milk. It tasted like a juice.
Right.
She played around with trying to make it into, an iced a maple chocolate macchiato, which I think James would probably like that.
What?
And then she's playing around with names for it, which it made me giggle. Matcha potato. Matcha pachatato. Machatato. Machato. That? I don't know. She did say that once she added almonds and sweetener, it did enhance the flavor, and it was great on recipes and wasn't bad in cereal, but probably not drinkable on its own.
So how does Doug make it taste so good? Doug adds pea protein to their recipe, and that adds calcium and vitamin fortified, and they make it calcium and vitamin fortified so that it's closer to actual dairy milk and nutritional value. And believe it or not, a celebrity tried it on her show. Drew Barrymore has her own show, and she tried it there, and she said it was awesome. So if you're going to try it, I would say try it first with an actual brand before you try making it on your own.
Because then you know what you're trying to shoot
right.
for.
Right. You have an understanding of what that taste is supposed to be.
Well, because none of these alternative milks taste like milk. Let's be real.
This is true.
There's just no replacement for milk. So these are, and they technically shouldn't even be called milk. They're plant-based beverages.
Right.
But, all right. So our last topic is sea moss.
Sea moss. Okay. So Irish, I can just go to the ocean and pick this up?
Well, I don't know about that. You might have to go to Ireland first, which neither of us would, you know, have a problem with.
I know, not at all. We'd fit right in, Melissa.
We would. Irish sea moss is getting attention from celebrities like Cardi B, Kim Kardashian, Left Eye, Hailey Bieber, Charlamagne Tha God, Jada Kiss, Styles P. We're just making up names now, right? Who are these people?
These are actual celebrities.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, this shows you how much I know.
Yeah, well.
Well, this variety of red algae has been used for centuries in food and medicine. And the main ingredient is, and I don't know how to say this, is it carrageenan? Carrageenan?
Carrageenan, I think, yeah.
Carrageenan, yeah. You got that right, Mel. You got that.
Well, thanks. This is commonly used now to thicken a variety of foods like dairy products, processed meats, and infant formula. But it's been used since like 600 BC in Chinese medicine.
Wow. So it's been around a while.
Yeah, it's
We're just now discovering the benefits of it. Well,
or
you know
potential
who else?
Dangers.
Yeah. You know who else is discovering those? Kate Moss. She is planning to launch a moss for medical purposes. Do you think maybe there might be a play on the name there?
Maybe.
She might be the perfect one. Well, this 48-year-old supermodel will be selling a line of high-priced cosmetics like a face cream for the low price of £95.
Which translates
to about $106 here. So it's pretty expensive, and it's a sacred mist fragrance for £120. Do you think it might smell like moss?
That's not ideal in a perfume.
No, or tea bags for only £20. But, you know, you start to wonder, how is that going to taste with that moss in there?
Moss, tea bags, probably not my go-to.
No,
But let's
not.
Look at the nutrition facts.
Okay.
So apparently it's rich in iodine, among other vital nutrients. And it may offer health benefits, including heart health, improved blood sugar regulation, and reduced risk of cancer.
Wow.
It's calorie-free and contains iron and phosphorus. Its iodine content is really what makes it stand out, especially for pregnant women or those who follow a vegan or dairy-free diet and have trouble getting enough iodine. So other scientific studies show sea moss may help with weight loss because of the, I'm going to say it wrong again, carrageenan.
That's right.
Carrageenan. Making you feel full longer, and it may act as a prebiotic.
Okay.
Prebiotic.
Okay.
But alternately, let's look at the dangers. So depending on where it's grown, sea moss could contain heavy metals like mercury or lead or other toxins. So if you're pregnant or breastfeeding, you should avoid sea moss.
Okay, so we should take it, but we shouldn't take it.
Right. That seems like a direct contradiction.
Yeah.
To me, but, you know, to each their own. Other potential benefits that you should be skeptical of because they're not backed by science: clearing skin, enhancing hair, improved fertility, strengthening immunity, detoxifying, and suppressing cancer.
Yeah.
Well, so, I mean, it does have some potential benefits.
Right. But the other thing we have to watch out for is you can have too much iodine.
Yes.
So iodine if you're not toxicity. Low on iodine, it may be more dangerous to do this.
Yeah, so while there are potentially some benefits just because a celebrity is touting something, playing on her name, or, you know, I mean, and she's not the only one.
Right.
But I'd take things sometimes with a grain of salt and really do your own research.
Absolutely.
Before you subscribe to food trends that could be beneficial, could potentially be damaging.
And if you're scared of these more unique food trends, just try some more usual ones like eggplant parmesan. Grab the eggplant, grab what you can at the farmer's market, and have fun with it.
Right. Because there are a lot of different things that some of these fad things can bring to light for us that we may never have thought of before.
Right.
So food trends can be fun.
They can be.
But proceed with caution.
Absolutely. Do your research. So.
All right, kitchen's closed.
Yes.
Kitchen's
the
closed.
The kitchen's now closed.
Fantastic. Wonderful, ladies. That was awesome. Thank you so much for that. That was fun. That was engaging. That was exciting. I really enjoyed that. That was a really fun conversation.
Did you learn
something, James? Absolutely, yeah. I was taking notes.
Good. You're going to make potato milk for us, aren't you?
Yes, he is. Next week.
You know what? We got to go to commercial break. Got to go to commercial break real quick. We will do that. We'll go to commercial break. But thank you both very much. That was fun. That was a fun show. Looking forward to more of the kitchen being open.
Yeah.
We will get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club when we come back right here on Mornings on WFHR.
Now, this is Garth Brooks. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Not all of you are singing.
Oh.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Brooks. Thank you, Mr. Brooks.
Yeah.
Friend of the show, everybody. Chris Gaines. Garth Brooks, I mean.
Garth Brooks.
Sorry. Do that sometime. It's time to do some celebrate with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. If you're hungry, treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week in 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a good morning from all of us here at WFHR. Mm-hmm. Before we dive into our birthdays and anniversaries for today, we have to announce a winner for September.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yay.
Pam does such a good job of collecting all these for us and putting them together, and she has a wonderful note here. Can't remember the last time we had every date filled.
Wonderful.
Awesome.
Nicely done. A big shout out to our audience, the greatest listeners in radio. You guys helping us fill this segment and getting us your birthdays and anniversaries. We appreciate you so much. However, there are more days to come.
There are.
And we need more birthdays and anniversaries. Mm-hmm. So keep getting them to us, everybody. We love being able to celebrate with you guys. And our listenership loves celebrating with all of you.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 32 possible entries.
32.
And I need Beth to do the work today.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Beth, but I got to put you to work a little bit. Give me a 1 through 32.
30.
Okay, let me see here. That gives us, there we go. Carol D. Slover. Carol D. Woo-hoo! Slover.
Congratulations, Carol.
Yes. Carol won not that long ago on the 26th.
Okay.
She qualified on the 26th. Carol was celebrating a birthday on September 26th. And Miss D. Slover, you are our winner of Misty's Menu.
Congratulations.
Carol just won herself a gift certificate for two lunches and two pieces of pie from our good friends at Misty's Menu. That could be you, everybody. If you got a birthday in October, well, get it to us.
Yeah.
We want to celebrate with you. And Carol, you can thank Beth. You can go ahead and thank Beth.
You can
for
thank
that.
Me by taking me with you.
Yeah, there you go.
And the person who submitted her name, because that definitely merits saying as well. We appreciate everybody that turns names in for this.
Yep. We can't thank you enough. So again, keep getting them to us, everybody. Mm-hmm. We want to celebrate with you. Info at WFHR, James at WFHR. You can go ahead and like our Facebook page and direct message us that way as well.
Absolutely.
Now, Melissa, I need you to do a little work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Give me a 1 or a 2.
One.
All right, there we go. That gives us our qualifier, so we get to get right into the celebrating. And we want to wish a very happy birthday to Lauren Evenson.
Happy birthday, Lauren.
Happy birthday, Lauren.
Lauren Evenson, that's a beautiful name. Lauren, have a great birthday.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And our qualifiers celebrating their 58th anniversary.
Wonderful.
How good is that?
Yay.
58. Don and Bev Sleater.
Happy anniversary.
Congratulations.
Don and Bev, I don't see a 58 on here, but 55 is emerald, and a 60th wedding anniversary gift is a diamond.
Ooh.
So somewhere in between there, an emerald diamond, something in between there, those two stones. Don and Bev Sleater, happy anniversary to you two, and you're our qualifiers for the month of October, our first qualifiers for October.
Right. And send us some notes as to what's made it last so long.
Yeah. Please do. That'd be great. All of us could use all the help we can get.
Yes.
Appreciate them. And appreciate everybody that sent us these birthdays and anniversaries.
Yeah.
Taking a look at our celebrity list right now, Noah Schnapp is 18. He's Will Byers on Stranger Things.
Oh, okay.
Oh. I really enjoy that show.
Yeah, it's a good show. Just a good show. Aesop Rocky is 34, a hip-hop artist.
Okay.
Ashley Simpson is 38.
Really?
She seemed to fade away faster than I would have expected. I kind of thought that she'd be around still, like right now, making music and all that. I haven't really heard much from her in a long time.
Well, and she went into acting for a little bit, too.
You could call it that. I shouldn't be either way. But,
I think she may be on a series called Sweet Magnolias. I think that's her on that series.
Okay.
So she may still be doing the acting thing.
Yeah, I could see that. Okay. Let me see here. And also, Sean William Scott is 46. He is Stifler in the American Pie movies.
Oh, okay.
But he's on a new show, Welcome to Flatch or something like that. And it's a big show, one of the bigger shows that Fox has had in the last year or two. A lot of people have been talking about, and he's on that show, I guess, as well.
All right.
The wonderful Tessa Thompson is 39. She is Valkyrie in the MCU, Bianca in the Creed movies. She's Charlotte in Westworld, Agent M in Men in Black International. Tessa Thompson's been doing some good work for a while now.
Wow.
She's very talented. Let's see here. Nev Campbell is 49.
Oh, my goodness.
Sydney Prescott in the Scream movies. Julia in Party of Five. She's been around a while doing
this.
She
has.
She's very talented. Very good actor.
We haven't seen much of her lately, though.
No. Gwen Stefani is 53.
Really? The newly married Gwen Stefani.
Is she?
Yeah.
I know that she's got a famous husband, the country guy, Blake Shelton.
Yes. They are on The Voice together now.
She used to be known for No Doubt. She used to be known for that stuff and everything.
That's what I know her from.
Yeah.
I mean, she doesn't sing. She doesn't act. She doesn't really do any of that stuff anymore. She's just kind of a personality and gets on voting shows and things.
She's one of the coaches on The Voice now.
I don't want this to sound mean. I expected a lot more.
Yeah.
Like a lot more from her. And I mean, hey, teach her own. Live your life. And she's making so much money. I mean, I doubt she has to write new music or anything like that. I don't know. But I kind of expected a little bit more. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
One of my favorite kind of like hidden gem actors is Clive Owen. He's 58 today.
Yeah.
He was in Sin City, Closer, Shoot 'Em Up, King Arthur, Duplicity. Great character actor, great actor. I think he's a very sneaky good actor.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Lee, former drummer for Motley Crue, is 60 today.
Wow.
Jeez.
Really?
Let's see here. Al Sharpton is 68.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Reverend Al Sharpton, I should say. They don't have the Reverend Al Sharpton. You should say the Reverend at the very least. Whatever you think of the man, he is a Reverend.
He is.
You know. Some people talk about this guy as the one athlete when they ask, this guy could play any sport and made it to the Hall of Fame. Who would it be? A lot of the times the answer I get is Mr. Dave Winfield.
Okay.
71 years old for Winfield. Great MLB player. Great baseball player. But he was just as good at track and field and basketball and other things.
Wow.
And Dave Winfield definitely could have made a living in just about any sport he was good at. Or he wanted to pursue.
Right.
One of my favorite guitar players, I know one of my dad's favorites. A lot of people enjoy his work. Lindsey Buckingham is 73 today, formerly, of course, of Fleetwood Mac. Quite a few solo hits of his own and everything, but Lindsey, there's no member of Fleetwood Mac you could take out and have the same Fleetwood Mac.
Right.
Like, it's one of those bands.
Mm-hmm.
He's an integral part of it as much as Stevie Nicks and Christy McVie and, of course, Mick Fleetwood and, you know, all that. Great guitar player, though. Incredible guitar player. Chubby Checker is 81 today.
What?
Ernest Evans is 81. I'm happy to say that.
I'm happy to say
Chubby Checker is alive and well and 81 years old today.
Is there any way we can sneak a Chubby Checker song?
It'd be nice to be able to get the twist. Especially, it's only like a minute and a half.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a very long song or anything. Like all the songs back then. And no radio announcer could have bathroom breaks back in the day. Because every song was like 2 or 3 minutes. That's it. Like, and some people no longer with us. And this is interesting. His name came up over the weekend. I was talking with actually a couple people about him. And I know one of my favorite guitar players of all time. You know, talking about Lindsey Buckingham, it's interesting. Maybe my favorite blues guitarist of all time, the wonderful, the legend Stevie Ray Vaughan, born in this day in 1954, passed away in 1990. Actually, in this state, his plane crash happened in Wisconsin.
Yeah,
just. You can't hear Stevie Ray Vaughan and not dig the blues even a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the person who hates the blues the most in this world, if I play a little Stevie Ray Vaughan, especially his live stuff, I guarantee they're going to get into it a little bit.
Yeah.
It's almost, you almost can't help yourself. It's just his music. It's that there's something about the way he played the guitar and the way he delivered the blues that was just so different than so many other artists.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible guitar player. One more time, we want to get some announcements in. Again, our winner for the month of September, winning some free Misty's Menu food, is our good friend Carol D. Slover.
Congratulations, congrats. Carol.
I say good friend because I'm hoping Carol will invite me. Congrats, Carol. Congrats, Carol. That's great. And then our newest qualifier for today, well, first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday today to Lauren Evenson.
Happy birthday, Lauren. Mm-hmm.
And happy anniversary to our qualifiers today, celebrating their 58th anniversary, Don and Bev Sleater.
Happy birthday.
Congratulations.
Or anniversary. Happy anniversary. Yeah.
Treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now, 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Listen to Melissa's news while you're coasting over there. Mm-hmm. And when you get there, wish them a good morning from all of us here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Mornings on WFHR. Locally grown radio. Beth, Melissa, and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. Mm. Thanks so much for joining us on this work week Monday. Thank you very much for being here, everybody. I don't know if this is an interesting story, that a right story. It's just weird. If there is a chance of the pumpkin spice hysteria going south, this could be the beginning of the end.
Okay.
Hefty started selling pumpkin spice trash bags online this weekend.
What?
No.
And almost immediately they sold out.
What?
Yep.
Ew.
Hefty has been selling them for $6 a box, but people are already trying to hawk them on eBay for like up to $100. I've seen them as high as $100.
Oh,
like,
my goodness. For trash bags.
Yeah. Hefty called the pumpkin spice scent a limited edition, so there probably won't be any more on the way, at least not this year. And it's also unclear if the pumpkin spice trash scent was faint, or if it was so strong enough to make people, you know, want pumpkin spice, or at least be able to distract whatever is in the garbage. Can the pumpkin spice phenomenon withstand people associating it with the smell of garbage? That is the fear here, that other people, there are pumpkin spice battles going on between pumpkin spice people going on with this right now of the popularity. And there are people that they're fighting themselves now. So this is basically what's going on. So basically, when the dust settles, mm-hmm. You're just going to have a couple of people, and they won't be saying PSL or any of those things anymore. You're just going to have a handful of people after this that'll make it. I don't know. I don't know what to do with this topic anymore.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't.
Number one, scented trash bags, wrong.
Exactly.
They're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's just gross, in my opinion.
I don't think they ever work. Like
they don't.
They just don't seem to work for me. And I'll be honest, I don't have the greatest smeller either. So I don't have the greatest sense of smell.
And the only one I'm familiar with is lavender. And there are people who are allergic to lavender.
Yep.
So you have to be careful of things like that.
Mm-hmm. But I just think they're icky because they don't cover up the stink of garbage.
No, they don't.
No.
Why would you... Pumpkin spice? No. Maybe the only thing would be to put your pumpkin spice scented cat litter into a pumpkin spice scented garbage bag.
There you go.
Who's going to want to eat pumpkin pie anymore?
They're ruining
your Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I will say this. I will always eat pumpkin pie. No no pumpkin pie out there ever has to worry about going, spoiling. It just won't happen. Not under my watch.
Oh,
no,
goodness.
No.
But then also, who would pay $100 for trash bags?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
They'd have to be some pretty spectacular trash bags.
I'll say this. You'd spend $100 if they worked.
If they actually did keep
the smell out and everything, like any single mom out there, mom, general, dad, parent, just people in general, people with babies. Yes.
There you go.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, definitely notice this one right away. I don't know. Again, I'm trying to figure out if that ain't right story or not. I'm trying to figure out. I don't know. I don't know what to do with these anymore.
You know what actually covers up the stink of garbage better than any kind of like scented trash bag or scent? Coffee grounds.
Yeah.
Oh.
If you have an issue with it, sprinkle your coffee grounds in the morning over mm-hmm. and layer it in your trash, and that will help keep the smell down.
Yeah.
For those of us who don't, you know, go through an entire bag of garbage every day.
You're right. Yeah. Which I think is important to note. I think that's a good note there.
Absolutely.
We will go ahead. We're going to take our break right now. We're going to come back and have some more fun. It's Beth, Melissa, and James taking you through your morning on WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Beth, Melissa, James, all here with you at 8:43 on the clock.
Having a dance party.
Getting our groove thing going.
All right.
You dancing over there, Mel?
Well, heck yeah.
Good, good. We're dancing over here. We're getting down. Getting on a good foot. Be sure to be stick around, everybody. In the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Bill Heck with our monthly veterans update. Looking forward to it. Some entertainment stories, good stories of the day, and maybe some that ain't right stuff thrown in there. We will find out. So this is another one of those kind of topics where I think this is going to be kind of interesting. The top things adults wish they could do freely in public.
Okay.
This is going to be
dangerous.
Yes, very dangerous. Yes. You've probably been scolded at some point for doing something inappropriate in public. Maybe you deserve it, or maybe you think you should be allowed to do whatever you were doing.
Okay.
A new poll asked people what things they wish they could freely do in public. And the results spanned from everything from good to, you know, innocent fun to, you know, the other stuff. Let's go ahead and what do you say? We'll start at the top here.
Sure. Yeah.
Complimenting a stranger. Obviously, this can be appreciated, but it really depends on what the compliment is, how you deliver it, and how you go about this.
Right,
right.
Like, if it is a woman who is a stranger to you, and you whistle and holler and hoot and everything,
not appropriate.
Not only not appropriate, it doesn't work.
Nope.
Whatever you're trying to accomplish with that, all you're doing is looking like a fool. Maybe your other guy friends that are around you, you know, maybe you're looking like a fool to them. But if you're not, that means it's just a group of fools.
Right.
It's just a team of fools. That's all you got there. Because this has never worked in history. It's never made any sense. All the woman here says, she's driving by, or you're driving by, or whatever, and everything. Like, this isn't how sound works. You're not going to be able to hear her. All she does is get annoyed or get bothered, and it's one more time that she has to deal with that, when probably already dealt with it enough.
Yeah.
I do think that it is kind of an interesting place to start, though, too, because there are plenty of people that like to compliment others that have had to adjust how they do that, their tact and their delivery.
Right. Right.
Well, because I think there's more education and information available to how people are affected by things like that.
Yeah.
What is the appropriate way to do it?
And there's a line between compliment and harassment.
Yep. Yep.
And trying to figure out what that line is.
There is also tone. There is so much to be said for that. You look good. You look good. I mean, you can say the same thing.
It's a world of difference there.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. It's all into tone and how you put things and that. Number two on the list is actually number one on my list every year for the end of time, going to the movies alone.
Yes.
Every time I've ever gone to the movies alone, I feel like everybody in that movie theater at one point or another just looks over at me and kind of shakes their head. Or somebody is like ready to go start a telethon to find me a date or something.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. I can remember how proud I felt of myself the first time I did that.
Yeah.
Because there is such a stigma to it.
That and dining alone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are both things that get looked down on. That's why if I ever have to dine alone, I always bring a book, because then nobody looks at you weird.
Right. Or everybody's out on their cell phone, so now you've got a device to kind of distract you so nobody else is worrying about it. But
I forgot a book once, because I do the same thing, Melissa. I have a lot of experience with this whole dating yourself thing, being alone kind of thing. What I would do is, if I forgot a book, I brought my headphones, and I was sitting in this nice restaurant with the headphones on while I was eating. I thought this was a great idea. It was a horrible idea. Every time the waiter came by, I don't see him, and I'm like, oh, shoot, sorry. Don't do that. The book idea, much better idea. The book idea.
I just kept a book in my car for that very purpose.
Oh, not a bad idea.
So that was my car book, and then I had, you know, my nightstand book, and then my...
Walking down the street singing loudly is number three on the list. That's funny. That's kind of funny.
Especially when you have the earbuds on. You're just jamming to your own tune.
I'm really into this one, though.
Yeah. I think it's a great idea.
It's not terrible, as long as, you know, your singing isn't
Awful.
I suppose. Yeah, I guess that is kind of the bar right there. That's where it begins. Like, if you have talent, well, we have no problem with you doing
that's
it.
That's coming from the perspective singing. Of the hearer.
Yes.
Right.
So, you know, I think people should be free if they want to sing, because they've done science, you know, scientific studies that singing can help boost your mood.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So why are we denying people that opportunity?
Well, it depends on what they're singing. They're walking down the street singing 99 bottles of beer on the wall, then no, that should not be allowed.
I did just see a new updated study about singing to your houseplants and how beneficial that mm-hmm. is to them and you.
Yeah.
And you. Both.
Absolutely.
I know that that's something my mom used to talk about when I was a kid. I didn't know that there was some science behind it, though. That's interesting, you know? That's kind of cool.
Our plants are getting sick of hearing Encanto. Though,
I imagine.
But, yeah.
Number four on this list, telling someone you love them.
Yes.
Being able to do that in public. That is not... This is one of those ones where I will admit, I don't have a problem telling somebody I love them if I love them.
Right.
I've always been, because especially where I grew up, you don't put your business in the street.
Mm.
And I've never been comfortable with people knowing exactly, you know, that much going on in my life.
Right.
This job that I do, you know, in the last 8 years, 10 years, whatever it's been, it's a new day in radio. You have to share some. You have to balance that and find things that, you know, where you can do that. So I've gotten a lot better at it, but I still have room to grow. I think that there's the more we destigmatize these things, the more we have this stuff, and you know, it makes it more acceptable.
Well, especially in a world where there's such divisiveness, and people have no problem spreading, you know, hate and negative emotions, to be able to have something out there that balances that out and say, hey, we need to love each other. We need to show this kind of affection for each other. That really does need to be destigmatized.
And it's okay to say I love you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listening to something without headphones. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that one. I don't know. Because the music's just so... I'm thinking of music, of course, but there's so many things that I feel like there's nobody who's going to like the music I'm listening to or something like that.
Well, we've all been...
Because it's all situational.
Yeah. We've all been in that situation where we're stopped at a light and the car comes and their music is just blaring. And I look at my my husband or whoever's in the car and say, well, yeah, it's very nice of them to share their music with us.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of momentary. If you're doing it on, let's say, a crowded subway train,
ooh, yeah,
that's probably not okay.
No.
Also, number six on the list, passing gas, burping openly and loudly, that kind of thing. Plenty of people wish that was more acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
I think you do have to walk a line with that one. There's rudeness. There's certainly doing things in, you know, the wrong time or that kind of thing. But then there's just being a human being.
Right.
Right.
And the human body is disgusting. And it does things like this. This is what happens. We're all human.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Gas happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's always funny to me, when we're young and we're dating, and how much we worry about these things happening and everything. Mm-hmm. A buddy of mine had a real early lesson in life happen where he was sitting there having a coffee with a girl or something. She passed gas, and he thought it was hilarious and made fun of her for this. And he was laughing and making fun of her, he passed gas.
Oh.
And
stuff.
Nice. He said he never forgets that. He's never stopped laughing at that, or never stopped laughing at himself for it, and learned from it.
So did they go on another date?
No. It was high school, though.
Just
you know,
right.
I mean,
yeah.
Good question. Good follow up question, though. Yeah. Very good follow up question. And number seven on the list, I would add my name to this, and I think Melissa, you would like this one as well. I'm not sure, Beth, with you.
Okay.
Walking barefoot.
Oh yeah.
I like that one. And I do think that there's some acceptance of this in society. And where there isn't, it's kind of intended to be. I mean, if a place has shoes, you know, you need shoes on or whatever, there's a reason. They're not doing this because they like rules. they're doing it because they're trying to keep you healthy, keep you safe.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to do it more, but my podiatrist says I shouldn't.
Mm.
Yeah, that's the thing. As we get older, sometimes we need the support.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yep.
Good soled shoes. I mean, I think you can combat that by purchasing good shoes that you wear on a regular basis.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, day to day. So taking your shoes off and bopping around part of the day isn't as bad. But
If we did this more when we were younger, then it's not much of an issue when we're older.
Right. Mm-hmm. Doing yoga stretches in the park. Now, I don't know that this is depend. Like, I guess it depends. it could be inappropriate if that park doesn't have that already. If you're kind of like taking up space, like you just decided to go do your yoga.
Stand in the middle of the swing set?
Yes, exactly. Like you're at Robinson Park and you're doing some yoga on the stage. And like, well, we got people that want to go up there. We kind of, I can't hear you. I'm in my flying lotus mode.
I have done this, just stretch randomly. Because right. I think that, you know, it's good for your health, for your body.
Right.
And we need to, honestly, people need to stretch every day if we want to keep our flexibility and
so right.
stay in motion.
And again, this is that individual versus group, because there are mm-hmm. yoga groups that happen in parks all the time and nobody thinks right. twice about it. But it's when an individual does it on their own that people are like, what's mm-hmm. going on there?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
And I mean, it is good to note you should be appropriately dressed for said yes. stretches, that you're not exposing anything you don't wish to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 9 on the list, funny you said that, Melissa, adjusting your underwear. Yes, yes.
The underwear?
Yeah, right? That's one of the bigger ones for me, too. Like, that's, and I'll never, I could be around somebody for 30 years and mm-hmm. not feel comfortable doing that around them. Like, there's something about that. Oh, God, yeah, I'm definitely guilty of that one. I hadn't mm-hmm. thought of that, but yes, yes.
Well, maybe they should make comfortable underwear,
you
then.
Think? That stays in place?
Yeah. That would be nice.
It doesn't pinch or climb or crawl. You know, I mean, that would be nice.
Yeah.
I still don't think that they've invented a type of boxer or underwear for men that really works.
Right.
Like, that really does what it's supposed to do necessarily, other than just like being a barrier between you and the world. Like, yeah, that's, I don't know. But I feel very cringy complaining about this when there are women in the world. And you guys, your underwear situation is so much harder, so much more difficult. So I'm just going to back off of that.
Well, and to be fair, there are so many different body types.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So it is a true challenge to be to create something that would work across the whole spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
But you could certainly individualize.
And number 10 on the list of things that adults wish they could do freely in the public is dancing in the street. That's kind of fun. That's also dangerous.
Yeah,
it's very dangerous. It's very, very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Although there are some places you can dance in the street during orange cone season if there's nobody working on
there
them
you
and
go.
They're blocked off and stuff.
Or if you're having a block party,
there you go.
That's more appropriate, I believe, Melissa. I feel like that's much better. What
happened you're saying. To block parties? We need to have more of those.
COVID, and then people just stopped kind of having them. I think.
Yeah.
But I was thinking this the other day, Beth. Yeah. My cousin in where she lives in Illinois, every year they would have this block party in the summer. And I noticed, this year they didn't do it. So I reached out, finding out mm-hmm. and everything. And yeah, the people that organized a lot of that stuff, like some of them, well, in some communities they lost some people, but
right.
some just they didn't really pick it back up. I kind of hope that thing comes back.
Right.
That seemed to be like, I'd never gotten to do that kind of thing, but it
me
always
either.
Seemed fun to me. Always seemed
I've
like
heard
it was,
of them, and I always wanted to do one, but.
Yeah.
Am I hearing the spark of a possible event?
Maybe. 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 Mm-hmm. Anybody else see that? I know what day and age it is. I know it's 2022 and all that stuff. And I know the way mm-hmm. that this is going. But is anybody else a little surprised to not see smoking on the list? There are still smokers.
There are
still some people out there that do that and everything. I stopped a while back, and mm-hmm. but I'm not trying to. I don't like it when people like. You know what? I used to love pork chops, but I'm not eating pork chops anymore. So now I'm going to talk down about pork chops every second I get. Like, own your life.
Right.
You know, I didn't always hate nicotine. Oh, I actually did, but I didn't stop. That didn't stop me from using it. That didn't stop mm-hmm. me from doing it. And there's still people out there that do. All you need to do is look at any gas station to see how are they're not stocking those because they need the space.
Right.
You know, to fill the space or something like that.
Well, and I think it's still people who smoke are willing to do it wherever they are. So I don't think it's as hidden as it was, where some of these it really is hidden. You don't do them out in public.
Yeah.
And smoking people still do out in public.
Mm. Sorry, go ahead, Mel.
Well, I was just, you know, there's been a couple instances where people smoking in public, I have had a serious issue with it, like sitting in a bank drive-thru
mm-hmm.
under a completely enclosed when it's super hot outside and you have your windows rolled down and all you can breathe in is their cigarette smoke.
Yep.
I think that's rude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anytime you're affecting other people with what you're doing, I couldn't agree more. And I always felt that way as a smoker, but that's because
I didn't like smoking when I grew up. My parents and my clothes smelling like it, those kind of things. And then, of course, I turned 21. I start going to the bars, and I ended up smoking myself. And that's not me blaming the bars. That was my choice. I'm just saying that's how it worked. Right. That worked for me. Went for me. I'm also a little surprised to not see drinking alcohol and people wanting to do that more in public. PDA. That it wasn't on this list. Displays of affection.
See, my inner child came out, and I was expecting to hear picking your nose or eating your boogers.
Yeah.
I honestly expected that to be on the list.
First thing I thought of was spitting.
Well, see, there you go.
Both of you are wrapping this subject up just perfectly, because the final part of this list is people apparently don't think they should be able to do gross stuff like picking your nose, biting your nails, popping pimples, spitting, going number one, or touching things with Cheeto fingers. Dorito fingers.
Yeah, that's not okay.
Yeah, I think Dorito fingers and Cheetos, they need to both be included in that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Those, at least lick your fingers first.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, or do the She-Hulk thing and use chopsticks.
That works too.
Yeah,
or Moon Knight. Oscar Isaac was actually doing that in real life, and they started doing that. That's where that came from.
Oh, but, okay.
I don't know. All these, I think, are within reason, and they're all kind of interesting to me. How so much of this is so old school,
right?
That we're still doing today. We're still, giving each other a little bit of being classy to each other in some ways. And since I don't know, I find some hope in this article, actually, when it comes to that. That's kind of interesting, I thought. We'll take a break right here. Next, when we come back, we got Bill Heck joining us with our monthly Veterans Update. That's kick off the 9 o'clock hour. Also, some entertainment news and plenty more to talk.